Penguin Audio presents Escaping Home by A. American. Read by Duke Fontaine. Prologue. It took weeks to walk home, but I made it. The entire time I was focused on just getting there. I never really gave much thought to what would happen afterward. Even my most pessimistic thoughts of how life would be at home didn't come close to the reality. Now our neighborhood is basically empty. Many have simply disappeared. We are down to our small group now. My family, my neighbors, Danny and Bobby, and Sarge and his gang. Fewer people around means more eyes on us, attention we certainly do not want. In the before, people used to talk about the FEMA camps and whether or not they would ever choose to go into them. In the now, with the harsh light of reality shining on the situation, many of those who said they would never be taken to one of these camps were happy to walk in on their own. We've been the target of raiders and of the federal government, both apparently trying to force us into the camps. Now we must decide whether to stay and fight or find some place to retreat to. Escape may be our only option. We have a place, the perfect place for long-term survival, really. But my family, Mel and the girls, may not be ready for it. While the rest of the country may have fallen apart, our preparations are mitigating the effects they feel. With running water, power, and abundant stored food,